All the things that we normally see do not exist. Because of this ignorance, we develop and experience various kinds of mistaken appearance. And because of this, we experience various kinds of sufferings and problems as hallucinations throughout this life and in life after life, endlessly. So this is a brief diagnosis from the Supreme Doctor, Buddha, Supreme, scientist. Yeah, he understands exactly what is wrong with us. And he can explain to us, and he can explain how we can stop this and how we can heal our mental continuum. And what we, when we say the I that we normally see does not exist, again, it's not that we put something that exists out of existence. Can you understand what I'm saying? We are not destroying ourselves or something that does exist. No. We just try to change our way of thinking, our belief. This is what we have to stop believing in mistaken appearance to be the truth. This is what we have to stop. It's a belief we have to get rid of. Yeah, and adapt a correct view, the correct view of emptiness, understanding how we and all other phenomena actually exist. How fantastic. Stay with me. Don't jump off. Just listen. Just listen. Happy mind, please. On the other hand, if we identify ourselves as a mere appearance that is not other than the emptiness of all phenomena, the mere absence of all phenomena that we normally perceive, our mistaken appearance will reduce and finally completely cease. Fantastic. That's what we need. Then we will experience the supreme happiness of nirvana or enlightenment. So you can contemplate, of course, this paragraph over and over and over again. It's very deep, very profound, but it's like a fantastic, just very brief analysis. Yeah, and the conclusion is, okay, I need to learn to identify my I, my mind, and my body, and finally all the things that I normally see correctly. I need to know correctly how they do exist. And in this way, I can liberate myself permanently from this pitch black darkness of ignorance, and I will be able to see with the light of wisdom how things really exist.